Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And CJ's in the concussion protocol. Spoke to him last night. He's feeling a little bit better. We'll see how the week goes and how he has progresses throughout the week. And Davis has to step in and play. We just expect him to go out and do his best. All right, just play the offense the proper way, make great decisions with the football.
All right, that was D'Amico Ryans earlier today, giving the latest update there on CJ Stroud. He also said the same thing about Titus Howard. Titus Howard is also in the concussion protocol, and they'll have to see how he progresses throughout the week. Last time, Clint, against the Jets in his rookie year, he suffered a concussion, had to leave a game. He had to miss, two games? I believe he missed two games. They beat the Titans and then got took a blowout loss with the Browns. And then he returned and was able to win enough for them to get in the playoffs. So we'll see what happens this time, Clinton. The way he spoke there, I don't think it would be a surprise at all if he is not declared himself out of the – or not himself, but he's not declared to be out of the concussion protocol. We saw it last week. Nico Collins had to miss one game, and it wouldn't be a surprise if CJ had to miss this one, Clint. And based off what we saw yesterday – they might have to run a game and go with Davis Mills and not CJ, and it could be Titus for that matter too if they're in the same boat.
Yeah, I did not see Titus's, but the CJ one's interesting to me. There was no fencing, there was no arms going stiff, there was no grabbing the head like we saw with Nico and he walking off the field. Everybody saw his thumbs up, to believe probably to his mom or his family up in a suite somewhere. That's interesting to me. I know the protocol makes it difficult to get back to where you can actually prepare like you're going to start. And so I don't know what that looks like, how quickly he can be back and how involved he can be, even if he is going through the different, trying to check the different boxes in protocol. And then you look up and you go, how much is it actually more beneficial to go with a guy that's getting reps all week long because the game plan changes every week? Is it better to go with a guy that is getting the reps all week long versus having a guy play that is suspect concussion wise as well as not getting any reps? So a lot plays into it, but it wouldn't shock me if I saw him play. It wouldn't shock me if he sat a week.
Yeah, we'll see.
Now it would shock me if this is a longer term deal where he can't seem to get his way out of concussion protocol. Didn't seem like it's bad enough to linger. For an extended period of time.
Yeah, you never know with these things. He took a hard hit off the turf and was down for a bit. Did get off and walk off and like you said, communicated in the stands, which is a big thing. But just judged off what we're seeing, it's at best I would say 50-50 with his situation. But we'll see what they have to do moving forward, and we'll talk more through that as the week progresses. If Davis Mills is the guy, a little bit later on, I do want to hear your thoughts on Davis Mills' performance. I want to hear it pre tape drop Tuesday, and then I want to see what it's like once you watch the film. We'll do that a little bit later on in the 3 o'clock hour. But D'Amico had a couple of comments about the hit yesterday in the post game and today when he met with the media. Here was his thoughts and his opinion on the hit. Not really watching the film as much, but just after the game yesterday.
CJ scrambled. Of course, he slid, and the guy, you know, came up and hit him. As I see, it's unnecessary roughness. He hit the quarterback when he's sliding and giving himself up. If I'm incorrect on the rule, I've seen that happen multiple times, you know, with our guys, and we get the penalty. But for some reason, it just didn't happen there. So we'll look at the film and see, you know, what actually happened there. At the end of the day, we lost our starting quarterback, all right, because of the play. And, you know, anytime you lose your starting quarterback, it's always tough. You know, I thought Davis battled, tried to do a good job there, he battled, but it just didn't do well offensively once we lost CJ.
All right, that was him yesterday, and we'll revisit that point there where he said it happens to our guys and we get the penalty. And the other way around, it doesn't. This was him, and I think after he was able to see it, as he said in that previous clip, he hadn't watched it, he's able to see it. This was his comments today about the hit.
Yeah, it's a tough play, right? The quarterback is sliding. The quarterbacks are protected when they slide, but what I'm learning is if you hit them, don't hit them in the head or neck area, they slide, you hit them in the chest, and that's just fine. So that's what I learned.
All right, that when we listen to those two cuts, Clint, in the first one, I'm not putting words in his mouth. I don't know if he was meaning Azeez Alshire from last year with Trevor Lawrence when he says our player gets flagged, but unfortunately ours didn't today. But I know a lot of people are comping what we saw yesterday with the Broncos and the hit on CJ to the Azeez hit on Trevor Lawrence. And I mean, like I said, man, when it first happened, I said, man, I hope that kid is all right, that he gets up. But I don't know how anybody could look at those situations and say that.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow. I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
They're similar. Those were two different. I mean, my man came up with a forearm shiver
parallel to the ground and forearm shiver to guy in the neck and head. I mean, it does not even. You sound silly even bringing up Azeez Alshire's hit in reference to this hit, especially after you've seen it. I mean, the truth be told, this kid is coming. You watch the film. This kid literally is coming from behind CJ. The only reason he hits him in the chest is because CJ actually leans back to start to slide. This kid's coming from the side. CJ never sees him. It's a bang-bang play. If you watch the slow-mo, the kid actually does everything he can to keep his head and his shoulder out of it. It's almost like he hits him with his rib cage, and it's just a matter of CJ already falling back and him compounding the force of CJ's head on the turf.
And he was close to the turf.
Yeah. And it was just a whip of the head. And so it's just, to me, it's not even close to what Azeez Al-Shaair did. You know, again, the guy's coming from the side. At contact, he's actually coming from behind him. It looked like Azeez Al-Shaair was trying to hurt somebody. Like, it looked like
he was trying to bring forearm.
There was violent. It was a violent attempt to hit somebody physically. And this kid was almost just trying to dive and cut him off, and CJ just happened to slide. And when they hit each other, look. I still think there's a question there of like, how are you going to protect quarterbacks and how are you going to hold guys accountable?
I was surprised they picked the flag up. But then when you saw it, I rewatched it today and listened to what's his name, Mike Pierre.
I know who you're talking.
Yeah, but I can't remember his last name. But the guy who does the rules analyst for Fox over there. I listened to him speak about it, and as he broke it down, you know, had he had made contact with the head or neck area, then, you know, that would have resulted in a foul.
Yep.
The fact that, you know, it was low and hit him lower with the shoulder slash back kind of changes it. But I'm still surprised with how violently he went down and he was into a slide. I'm surprised they picked it up. But once you saw it explained and you saw the replay, I mean, I could see how the officials got to that point.
Yeah, look, I can't see how you got to the point of not calling the, hey, he's in his slide, he's in a protected nature. Now, I'm not mad at the player. Like, I don't think it was an egregious move by the player the way that I thought it was with Azeez Al-Shaair, but when I'm watching it, it's still, the rule is what it is. I mean, he was in a slide when he got hit. And you can't hit a quarterback when he's in a slide. Was my interpretation. I guess I'm with D'Amico on that. I guess you can hit him as long as you hit him with your rib cage or your back, and you don't, you know, you're coming from a side angle or even a back angle and not straight forward. I guess. Like, I was under the impression that once a quarterback starts to slide, you can't hit him. And there's no doubt he got hit when he was sliding.
Starting to slide.
Now, yeah. Was it a late slide? I would say yes, but CJ didn't see him, so it wasn't late. It was that he never saw the guy. It was actually an early slide if you look at the defender he was sliding because of. So, I don't know. There's a lot that goes into this, and the last thing I do is go to Azeez Al-Shaair's hit on on Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
I mean, like it never even crossed my mind until somebody said, Azeez is on the field consoling the young kid, explaining to him, don't worry about it, everybody's going to come after you. You know, Azeez talked about it in the locker room afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, that's where our head's at. We're in a tight ball game against the Denver Broncos, against a 6-win team, and we're over here telling the kid how to weather the storm of negative publicity when you have a hit on a quarterback that causes a concussion. Like, it's interesting to me.
Yeah. No, it was an unfortunate hit, and a text line coming in, they don't pick that up from Holmes or Josh Allen if he got hit like that. Yeah, I'm sure that's what they were thinking. I'm sure that's what the Ron Torbert and that officiating crew were thinking. Oh, CJ Stroud, all right, man, pick it up. Damn, they didn't pick it up for Trevor, did they, last year? Kept that one, didn't they? CJ and Trevor, I thought we'd be in the same spot. God, that's so stupid. I mean, I get any other way to say it. It's so stupid. Like, they're sitting there thinking, oh, CJ. Like, they got, you think, I think they got a deal in their pockets, right? All right. All right. See, 13th best quarterback. No, we keep that on. 16th. Oh, that's on the line. 15th, 16th. Where do we drop it? Does Jordan Love get it? Or no? No, we slide into, where's the cutoff? God, it's stupid. Yeah, they just went in there and looked at what they saw, man. Silliness. All right, coming up as we continue, we will open up the phone lines for you. I saw Southside Al say, come on, show, open up them lines. Well, Byron will open up those phone lines for you, 713-572-4610. You can call up in here. Let's hear from you. And this is where I want to hear from you about. This is the conversation starter. Do you give the Texans a pass in this game because they were down C.J. Stroud and Titus Howard? Do you give them a pass in how this game went and them losing this game to the 7-2 Broncos who've won six in a row? Do you give them a pass because C.J. and Titus were out of this game in the second quarter? We'll discuss that and hear from you coming up next.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.